The Sword and the Stone. Dark tides had befallen Britain after the death of High King Uther Pendragon.
Foreign raiders attacked the cities and towns. Dragons fled waste to the countryside.
The people of Britain prayed for a new king who would bring peace and justice to their troubled land. Late one night, the Archbishop of Canterbury received a strange visitor.
Merlin, how did you get past my guards? Never mind, I should know better than to ask the greatest sorcerer that Britain has ever known.
Indeed.
But I am pleased to see you. We are old friends, you and I.
That we are.
Sometimes I fear that we are too old, that we have lived to see the end of the world. Only a miracle can save Britain now.
That, my friend, is why I'm here. The time for a miracle has come.
A few weeks later, two knights, one old, one young, rode their horses through the mountains of Wales. Their squire, a teen boy, followed a few places behind on a pony.
Imagine, Father, every gentleman of arms in the realm has been called to London for a tournament. There's never been anything like it.
And not just a tournament. The messenger said on Christmas Day our rightful king will be revealed. If they're looking for the best man in the realm, the kindest, the wisest, the bravest, then I think you should be King Father.
I am no king, but I would gladly serve one who ruled justly.
And if the crown is to be worn in this tournament,
then it will be yours. No one handles the lance like you.
Well said, little brother, but I must warn you. Should I be king, the first thing I do is find a new squire. You could be my royal beekeeper.
That's no way to talk to your brother.
But you must admit Arthur is quite hopeless as a squire. Last spring at the tournament in Northumbria, he neglected to polish my helmet. I looked quite dull-headed guns, didn't I?
But you fought like a lion.
No thanks to you. You forgot to pack my lance. I had to use a tent pole instead.
Peace, children. You are both my sons, and I love you equally.
Evening was falling as Arthur, his brother, and his father arrived at the great city of London.
Peasants sold food from open cart, pigs rooted for garbage, gentlemen and ladies in fancy dresses, and beggars in rags jostled each other in the narrow lane.
In front of the cathedral, the tallest, greatest, most magnificent building that Arthur had ever seen was an even greater marvel. Atop an enormous block of marble stood a great anvil. Somehow the blade of the great sword had been plunged into the metal. The sword's handle, decorated with all manner of jewels and precious stones, glittered in the last rays of the setting sun.
It's beautiful, like nothing I ever seen, and yet it looks oddly familiar to it, as if it were.
Come along, Arthur. You could take a better look at it tomorrow after the tournament. Right now, we need to make haste to your uncle's house. The horses are tired, and I, for one, am hungry.
Tournament began at dawn. Let the melee begin.
Jerkins, collect the gentlemen.
Sure, Kay's my brother.
Take my lance and bring me my sword. The next battle will soon begin.
Right away. This can't be happening.
Arthur, what's taking you so long?
Your sword looked a little dull, so I took it to a knife grinder in town. It'll fetch it now.
A what?
But Arthur had already mounted his pony and galloped away. Arthur knew exactly where his brother's sword was. It was at his uncle's house where he left it.
Kay's going to kill me. I'll never get there and back on time.
But as Arthur rode by the cathedral, the sword in the stone caught his eyes. Somehow it seemed to be beckoning him.
Nobody uses this now, and nobody needs to know that I borrowed it.
Without even demounting, Arthur took the sword from the anvil.
Flying like the wind, Pony, it'll be a miracle if the battle hasn't started yet.
There you are, Arthur. I was about to.
But when Arthur handed his brother the magnificent weapon, Sir Kay stopped blustering.
Brother, where did you find this?
In front of the cathedral. I'll return it when you're done.
Why aren't you on the field, Kay? The fight is... Where did you get this weapon?
At the cathedral. Let the fighting begin. Father, please, we can talk about this later.
I have learned what this sword is. We must go to the cathedral immediately. Arthur, you come too.
Read the writing on the stone, my son.
Who's pulleth out this sword of this stone and ample is rightwise king born of all England. Then if have the sword, I must be king.
Come with me into the church, my son, and swear upon the Bible you freed the sword yourself.
Don't you trust me?
The truth, my son.
Arthur gave it to me.
And who gave it to you, Arthur?
I only meant to borrow it.
Did you free it yourself?
Yes, but I was going to return it.
Then do it now!
Sir Kay handed Arthur the sword. Arthur walked up to the anvil and effortlessly sheathed it in the anvil.
Now take it out again!
Arthur pulled out the sword.
Father Kay, why are you kneeling?
Suddenly, Merlin and the Archbishop of Canterbury stepped out of the shadows. It was as if they'd been waiting there for just this moment.
They kneel before you, Arthur, because you are their king.
I knew this day would come, Merlin, but how I have dreaded it.
You know this man, Father? Who is he?
This is Merlin, the greatest sorcerer of Britain that has ever known.
So it's been said.
And his magic has proven you, Squire Arthur, are the rightful heir to Uther Pendragon.
But Sir Ector is my brother, my father.
I have loved you like a son ever since the day Merlin brought you to me. You were just a baby.
You have raised him well, Sir Ector, as I knew you would.
You are the man in the world that I am most beholden to you and my good mother, your wife.
Soon the whole kingdom will be beholden to you.
On Christmas morning, every duke, earl, and king in the land lined up in front of the cathedral, all of them tried and of them failed to pull the sword from the anvil.
At long last, Merlin brought Arthur forward.
Why are they trying not to carry that sword? No, no, no.
Who is this beardless squire?
He is my brother, and soon he will be your king.
With trembling hands, Arthur reached for the sword.
He pulled it out of the anvil.
And Arthur's adventures began.
My name is Juliana, and I'm playing Archbishop of Canterbury.
My name is Jasmine. I play Narrator 3.
My name is Jean, and I play Lady.
My name is Sophie, and I play Narrator 2.
My name is Karen, and I play Narrator 1.
My name is Brayden, and I play Sir Ector.
My name is Jordan, and I play Merlin and Harold.
My name is Jesse, and I play Sir Kay.
My name is Rick, and I play Arthur.